Hey everyone, it's Matt Anderson, and you're listening to the Proximity Process Podcast. So the Proximity Process, what is it about? It's about a number of different things, but at the core, perhaps, it's about this idea that change starts with us. And I want to talk about that a little bit today in this journal episode. It's always on my mind, and you know, a little preview, next week's episode is going to be with Mike Shaver, who's the CEO of Brightpoint in Illinois. It's a really great conversation. So I'm excited to bring that episode, and actually got me thinking about a journal episode and change starts with us. And, you know, Mike and I talked about a number of different things. And as I was listening back to the conversation, it prompted me with this question that I wanted to bring to you today. So the question is, how do we break through the status quo? What can you start doing today? What can any of us start doing today to help us with this idea of change starts with us as a pathway to get out of the status quo? And the most basic answer to that question of how do we break out of the status quo is listening, deep listening. There's a practice to listening. Listening is a skill. Listening is a practice. Listening is something that we can, should do every single day. And we should be intent on how do we get better at our ability to listen to somebody. And the practice that I've had for really, I think, you know, going back to the very beginning of my career is pretty simple. So it's this practice of listening to people's stories and learning from their expertise, which requires trusting. It requires trusting the truth of their experience. So it's listening to their stories, trusting their expertise, learning from their expertise, and then taking action with people. So listening, learning, taking action. And this is something I've tried to come back to throughout my career whenever possible. And it solidified for me. You know, I've shared on this show before a documentary film that I was part of that I produced in 2011 called From Place to Place. And the whole inspiration and the guiding North Star of that film project was listening to Cody's story and learning from his experience, trusting the truth of his experience, and following what he wanted, which was take action by making a movie about his life and telling his story. And so that prompted what became a 3-year project and became the jump off point to my career in child welfare. But it also solidified for me that if change starts with me, the first thing I need to do in that moment, I had to take off my professional hat and I had to engage with Cody as a human being that had something to teach me. And that sent me in a very different direction than if I would have said, nope, my job is to work on, you know, employment, housing, education, because those were the metrics of success in my job. And so that's, you know, that's a little bit of where this practice comes from for me to listen, to learn, to act. But as I was having the conversation with Mike for next week's episode, it came up for me in terms of leadership. So Mike, as the CEO, and you know, doing some pretty progressive work to change the direction that his organization is going in, and you know, what is the role of listening in leadership? Is what this got me thinking. I know many of us that are in this community that are listening to this podcast sit in various leadership roles, including directors, executive directors, CEOs. And so, you know, it made me think about some leaders that I really respect. And so there were a handful of leaders that came to mind. And so I'm just going to mention a few of them here. So Cherie Craft came to mind. She's the founder and CEO of Smart from the Start in Boston and DC. Melody Webb, who's the founder and CEO of Mother's Outreach Network here in DC, that's doing guaranteed income for parents being impacted by child welfare. Sarah Winograd, who's the founder and CEO of Together with Families. Joyce McMillan with JMAC for Families. Katie Albright, who was the director of Safe and Sound in San Francisco. So I'm gonna link all of those websites in the show notes so you can just, you know, follow these women and learn from their leadership. But they all do different things in their work. They run different kinds of organizations. But there was something as a through line that just clicked for me with each of them as I was having this conversation with Mike. And that through line was deep listening. That was the thing that showed up for me in that conversation. It's like, wow, these are all women that run different kinds of organizations and have slightly different visions, but it's all grounded first in deep listening. And so what do I mean by that? So first, there's engagement, like authentic, meaningful relationship building with the people that they work with, that they serve, and deep listening to the stories, the experiences, the expertise, the truth of the people that they work with. So it's a deep listening that leads to learning, and then that learning leads to the action that they take. Then that action that they take in terms of like the programs that they create can then lead to next steps of like, okay, how do we get beyond just being a service provider, but how do we move into the space of activism, of advocacy, of policy work? You know, like how do we expand our impact beyond one community, one organization? And I think it's a really nice way to see leadership skills applied to this idea of how do we get out of the status quo? And how does change start with us? And so for Melody, you know, as an example with Mother's Outreach Network, you know, Melody was an attorney for a large portion of her career. And she was working with parents experiencing the child welfare system and learning from them all along the way of what does a parent need that is not family separation, that is not foster care? What would it look like to believe in and invest in parents? And, you know, as Melody was learning alongside parents, it led her to a decision of, let me step away from my role as an attorney and let me start an organization that's based on the listening, the learning, the relationship building that I've done over my career with parents and do my work in a different way, which then shows up as part of the work of Mother's Outreach Network is developing a guaranteed income program for specifically Black mothers being impacted by the child welfare system. And so this is a belief and an investment very literally in parents based on the listening that she's done over her career. And so she's running this pilot program with a small number of parents right now, but the vision isn't just, can I serve parents in this pilot program, but can what we do from our listening, our learning, our action in terms of program development then be translated beyond our organization into policy changes, changes at the structural level, finance level, which really then helps to break us out of the status quo. And so if we're gonna move beyond just continuing to work within the structures of the system that are given to us, you know, if we're gonna move beyond that, I think this is a leadership skill to develop of listening to people, learning from them, taking action, and then scaling that action beyond just one program, one organization. And I can see that showing up in some of these other leaders that that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And I think listening is not a difficult thing to do in the sense of, you know, it is something that we can all do today. If we want to break out of the status quo, if we want to think about how change starts with us, a simple act that we can take today and we can take every single day is to find time to think about who's in our network. Who are the five people closest to us that's informing our thinking, our decisions, our behaviors, and assess, are those all the right people? Am I in close proximity to people that are going to teach me something that I really need to know about the work that I'm doing, that's really going to impact who I am, that's really going to help me break out of the status quo? And if you do a little mapping of who's in your network, who are you most proximate to? And it's people that are sharing your same experiences, your same educational background, your same career path, you know, your same race, ethnicity, your same class and privilege. You know, if your network looks a lot like you, then I think that's an opportunity to break out and listen and engage with and learn from and build relationships with in a meaningful, authentic way with people that are very different from you, that have something to teach you. And I think that's something that it does require practice. It is a skill to build, but it is something that we can do starting today. You know, we can assess who's in our network, who are we most proximate to, and we can make some decisions about who do we want to be listening to and in relationship with. And so I'll leave you with that. you know, maybe a little exercise that we can all take away. The five people closest to us. Let's do a little mapping of that. And who are those people and what backgrounds do they have? What perspective are they bringing? And are they helping me become the person that I want to be in my work? And if not, then who can I start to listen to? How can that impact me? How can that help me break out of the status quo of the work that we do? So I'm going to end it there. And I'm excited for you all to hear next week's episode, because that's where some of these reflections were prompted from. And before we close out the episode, a couple things. If you want to join the Proximity Podcast Club that meets every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, just find my LinkedIn page in the show notes of this episode and message me there. I'll get you an invitation to join the club. We meet every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, and we'd love to have you. Lastly, let me just say, as always, a big thank you to the production team that makes this show possible. Michael Tex Osborne at 14th Street Studios, Evan Scherer for his production support, and Christian Higgis for the original music. That's it for this one. Thank you. We'll see you next time.